91X News.
It's plus two and overcast at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Harrison Perkins. Honda has announced a global recall of more than 300,000 vehicles from the 2001 and 2002 model years. 27,000 of the affected vehicles are in Canada. It's because the airbags might inflate with too much pressure during a crash, injuring the occupants. Economist Intelligence Unit Chief Automotive Analyst Ali Shafar says the recall does not come at a good moment for the Japanese automaker.
At a time when South Korean manufacturers are on the up and Honda is losing market share, particularly in the United States, where it's fallen from 10.5% to 9% this year, it just compounds some of its miseries, really.
Honda says the problem has resulted in at least 20 accidents, including two deaths in the U.S. Well, on this side of the border, the economy lost more than 18,000 jobs in the past month. Chris Mayberry reports from Toronto.
The overall loss was 18,600 jobs, a disappointing report coming on the heels of a 54,000 job loss in October. The expectation was for a gain of at least 17,000 jobs. Statistics Canada says the unemployment rate ticked up 7.4%. On the plus side, most of those job losses were part-time positions. There was a gain of 35,000 full-time jobs. Chris Mayberry, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Have somewhere to be, but don't know how to get there? The answer is a click away. Trish Allison explains.
If you often find yourself in a rut when you need to go somewhere, a solution just might have been provided. Mid-last week, Hastings and Prince Edward Transportation Solutions launched a portal designed to make traveling easier. 16 municipalities and 25 communities within two counties can use the portal as a transportation directory. Brandy Hodge is the Director of Community Engagement at the United Way of Quinte. She says the portal is easy to use.
They can just go on, say where they're going from, where they want to go to, and what the purpose of their ride is, and then transportation providers will pop up on there.
An organized list of transportation providers is not the only benefit to this portal.
We meet together, say, okay, what time are you at the Belleville Bus Terminal? We can maybe set our schedules so that we're there very close to one another. And then that way, if somebody wants to link and go to Madoc or Tweed, they could.
Sue Stolarchuk sits on the committee for this project. She is the transit administrator for Deseronto Transit. In the first 7 days, the site had 278 unique visits and 494 page views. Trish Allison, 91X News.
The Belleville Fire Prevention Bureau laid three charges yesterday at homes that didn't have required smoke alarms. Ontario law requires working smoke alarms on every story of a home and outside all sleeping areas. Charges can range from $250 up to $50,000. A Belleville man is facing fraud charges related to selling hockey tickets over the internet. Belleville police arrested the suspect yesterday afternoon. Brent Westfluck will be in court in January facing charges of fraud and false pretensions. A man has died stringing up Christmas lights in downtown Guelph, Ontario. Police say the victim is a 29-year-old man from Elora, just northwest of Guelph. The man was apparently employed by a company to put up the lights and was using a large aluminum pole that came in contact with a hydro wire. It happened in the city's downtown area, and the Ministry of Labor has been contacted. A proposal by Hastings Prince Edward MPP Todd Smith to restore the ability of municipalities to oppose green energy projects has been killed at Queen's Park. The Liberals and NDP voted against the Conservatives' private members' bill to give municipalities more say over new wind and solar projects. The bill was aimed at removing a section of the Green Energy Act that stripped municipalities of their decision-making powers. Smith says green energy projects are being built over the objections of local residents. Critics are calling for a probe into why it's taking so long for the RCMP to resolve complaints against the force. The call comes as the Commission for Public Complaints Against the RCMP reports a growing backlog of files. The RCMP commissioner must respond to each complaint file and return it to the Mounties watchdog before it can be settled and released publicly. Complaints Commissioner spokeswoman Laura Coley says the issue isn't new.
The Commission has said in its two last annual reports that we remain concerned about the delays in receiving commissioner's notices. We've raised this issue with the RCMP. We are in regular communication with the RCMP in order to try to obtain these reports. I mean, we cannot force the RCMP to give us the reports.
Right now, there are 56 outstanding files, which have an average open period of 259 days. Forecasters say powerful winds have been whipping through the states in the U.S. West will continue to diminish today. Yesterday, winds created a path of destruction that left neighborhoods with downed trees and power lines and overturned trucks on the Utah Highway. German Chancellor Angela Merkel warns it will take years to solve Europe's debt crisis. In a bluntly worded speech to her country's parliament, Merkel called for a closer supervision of the EU countries' budgets. That's 91X News to 1206. Kurt Weiss has sports next.
I love my hair, and that's why I want to take care of it. At A Main Affair, they understand that and pamper their customers with the best hair care. With top quality products from Redken and expert stylists, it's easy to find a new style or even make your style better. Visit amainaffair.ca for more info and book your appointment by calling 613-962-2159. Because
at A Main Affair, your hair is their passion.
Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X Sports. We're going to start off with the OHL. The Big 1000 and the Big 500, the Bulls look for their 1,000th franchise win tonight, while head coach and GM George Burnett looks for his 500th win. Belleville travels down the road to Kingston to finish off the home-and-home series with the Frontenacs, and they won their fourth straight against the very same Fronts Wednesday by a score of 4-2. Game time tonight is 7:30. Both the Trenton Golden Hawks and the Wellington Dukes are in action tonight. The Hawks play Lindsay and the Dukes battle Peterborough. And in Junior B, coming off their 3-1 win last night, the Picton Pirates clash with the Campbellford Rebels tonight. Game time for that is 7:30. In the NHL last night, a night of booze turned out to be a night of woos for the Winnipeg Jets as they snuck past Phoenix 1-0. And the only goal scorer of that game, Brian Little, liked the up-and-down pace of the game.
Fun to be a part of that game like that. I think the crowd was really into it, and you know, it was back and forth, and I think we traded a couple more chances than we'd like to with that team, but you know, Pavlik shut the door for us and played great.
It was the Coyotes' first game in Winnipeg since leaving back in 1996. And some more tight games last night. The Habs dropped a 4-3 shootout to the Sharks. Columbus won 4-3 at Calgary. The Predators edged the Canucks 6-5, and Dallas beat Ottawa 3-2. Pittsburgh beat Washington 2-1, Los Angeles snuck past Florida 2-1, and the red-hot New York Rangers won 5-3 over Carolina. Six NHL games on the schedule tonight. Bruce Boudreau will coach his new team in the Anaheim Ducks for the first time as they host Philadelphia. Elsewhere, Edmonton hosts Columbus, Detroit visits Buffalo, New Jersey battles Minnesota, and the Isles play Chicago. And finally, St. Louis is in Colorado. Canadian Football League now. The Toronto Argos head coach Scott Milanovic has a couple words about his expectations of the players.
It is not easy to be coached by us because we are going to be demanding and we're going to go get it. But that's how you win championships.
And ex-head coach Jim Barker will stay with the team, but he'll focus more on his GM duties now. National Football League. The Seattle Seahawks handled the Philadelphia Eagles 31-14. Last night, thanks to Marshawn Lynch's 148 yards and two TDs on the ground. Seahawks quarterback Tavares Jackson likes that, and he says he appreciates what Lynch brings to the table.
He fight for every yard. Every carry he get, it's like his last carry. You know, he fighting for every yard, and it shows, you know, and that's the type of guy you want. That's the type of guy you want behind you.
And after the loss, that puts the Eagles last in the NFC East with a 4-8 record. And Colts coach Jim Caldwell says Peyton Manning will increase his work at the team complex, but the team isn't sure when the four-time league MVP might return to practice. Manning hasn't practiced since having neck surgery back on September 8th. NBA players have authorized the return of the Players Association. More than 300 have submitted signatures to a third-party accounting group. And with the union reformed, negotiations with owners resumes today on the issues left to discuss about the collective bargaining agreement, according to a person familiar with the plans. The hope is to complete agreement next week and to be ready for training camps, which start December the 9th. And that's your sports. Remember to email us your team or league scores to sports@91x.fm. Here's Harrison Perkins. He's got the weather.
Thanks, Kurt. Today, a few rain showers and wet flurries ending early this afternoon, then clearing, temperatures steady near +4. Tonight, clear, low -8. Taking a look at tomorrow, sunny, increasing cloudiness early in the evening, then a 30% chance of showers, the high of +5. Taking a look at Sunday as well, showers on the way, low +1, high of +9. Right now at 12:10, it's +2. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Harrison Perkins with Kurt Weiss. News is next at 1.